At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, UTEP week. A lot going on, man. I almost seen my man over there riding on that bike, almost got clipped. The funny thing about it is he didn't have any problems confronting the vehicle. That's a nature versus nurture, and you ain't going to win.
Made a business decision. Make that decision, bro.
Anyways, UTEP, led by Scott Walden. He's the second youngest coach in the nation at 34 years old. Third youngest staff. And he's the 27th head coach in program history. And if you were able to, listen to any of his press conferences, he's got a lot of energy, and that's what you need at a place like UTEP. And this isn't like downgrading a place like UTEP or anything like that. But a lot of times you get those coaches like a young PJ Fleck, where you gotta infuse some energy, natural energy into the program, both in recruiting, everyday energy, because you have to be on it. You can't, afford a day off. And so, him coming over and bringing his staff in there, I think, the one thing you could say is that, he didn't want the age thing used against him. And so he's not going to hold anybody else back from a lack of experience or obviously, being old enough or thought of to be, a gray haired coach. And so I'm sure he's able to pick the guys he wanted and go from there. So you look at they're all going through this learning process together. And I will say this, I'm assuming when you get in the coaching profession, that he's thinking, oh, I want to, you want to go from college assistant coach, coordinator, Georgia, a lot of guys don't welcome a challenge to a UTEP, to before that, Austin Peay, like a Youngstown State, because it is different, right? The budget's different. How you recruit is different. Now it might change now with everything, going on, but normally it's a little bit of it takes a very different mindset to go there, welcome it and be okay with there and make it the best place as possible while you're there, or you choose to stay there. It does. And you got to give him a lot of credit for that. And now he's trying to, go to a place like UTEP, coming from Austin Peay, and do his thing.
I listened to a couple of their interviews this week or last week and then today of them kind of trying to define who they are and who they want to be. And again, he's got the talking points. Hey, we're going to be a track team that just happens to play football. Like we're going to be in condition. We're going to play this way. And you tout toughness and all the latch keywords that you need for a new program. But the reality is, when you talk about difference in resource, like if you've never been to Texas El Paso and seen that stadium and seen the facility, you went, okay, not the same.
No, it's not the same. Even in the people that he competes against in his conference. And so, look, he coming to a place like this, for being a head coach is no different. They went to, Austin Peay went to Tennessee last year, hung around a little bit. Obviously he ended up losing to Tennessee. And so he has to welcome the challenge. His recruiting class was the number one in Conference USA, which most likely not a lot of guys are going to be on the field Saturday. Now, let me, maybe they are, but so he's able to come in and do some things that, you know, you want to be able to do as a young up and coming coach to, you know, be successful at a place like UTEP. So he's earned his way, but ultimately the players got to play. And so it's just going to come down to Nebraska finding out what they like to do, who they like to do it with, offensively, defensively, and special teams, and then just play up to your capabilities and you'll be fine.
Yeah, they a lot of their conversation was they had their mock game. And
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot of the conversation was they were either really good or really bad at one play to another. That they would have big strike capability and then they would fumble a snap or sure. They would get offside or they'd line up inappropriate. Right? And he says, okay, that's the thing we have to fix. And now you've got 4 days to fix it.
Sure.
And that's not a lot of time with young players. Yeah. The veteran guys that have played at this level were the ones who were making big plays. They literally all just found out who their starting quarterback was going to be. That wasn't known, and they didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, as for what we know about Nebraska, I would say that we know 60% of Nebraska, mm-hmm. kind of personality, culture, etc. I think their number's like 40. That they don't know much about themselves. They don't know everything they need to know about themselves. Who the quarterback is, starting running back, what do you get with running back two, what do you do with the different receivers, and then whether your offensive line can hold up.
Did you know that UTEP will not play special teams? They will play Wefence.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Mm-hmm. It's what they call special teams.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean,
their Wefensive coordinator is a man by the name of Joe Papalardo. Mm-hmm. Wefence. Not special teams.
It is everything, Jay. You can't imagine that you, because it's of the three sides of the ball, special teams is what you scheme the least, and they will take the most chances. So you'll see flea flickers on special teams. You're gonna see,
oh, with these dudes,
yeah,
oh yeah, you always gotta be worried about, right? Because they're gonna empty the clip. But again, it comes down to principles, man. Like we talk about the cause and effect, you know, just because you get beat on a, like, you know, you're on the other side of the field, you get beat, you know, beat by a step or two on a stutter and go, don't think they're not going to come back in some form or fashion, whether you're zone or man, and try you again.
Yep.
Or if you just kind of lallygag and miss a tackle on 3rd and 13, don't think they're not going to try to run that play with some action off of it to try to get a big play. So it comes, special teams as well, you got to count how many you got to know who's eligible, you got to, you know, where your threat is, you got to know the time and place in the game, you got to know the field position, you know, how much they're down by, what, you know, and it's tricky because they could be down by 2 scores, you expect, okay, be alert for some fake. Or they could possibly be up by 3 going in before half, thinking that they're not getting the ball back if they punt it or if they're coming out of halftime. So you got to, you know, football is just not a game of like, oh, run and hit the dude, you know, put your head in the sand, go back to the sideline. there's got to be a rhyme or reason for a majority of things that you do.
And helping Nebraska on that front is that the offensive coordinator for UTEP was the co-OC for Louisiana Tech last year. New personnel, new head coach and everything, but he might be able to gain some tendencies from an opponent he played last year.
Yeah, and you look at, you're going to come in, the first series is kind of like a boxing match. You're feeling, you know, you're feeling each other out and see where everybody's at. And, you know, the best thing you could do, I always say this, you me and Austin, you know, we talk about basketball, just play steady. Mm-hmm. Play steady. And then when you get a chance to strike, you strike. You know what I'm saying? And then, but let's force the action. Play with force. I know Fred talked about that as a basketball team. Play with some force. That means go out there and take it. Go out there and dictate the pace. You know, go out there and start throwing the first, last, and the middle punches. Don't sit up there and worry about, you know, it's a catch point. Don't worry about making mistakes. Yeah, well, don't play to make mistakes. Play to win. You're going to get beat, but sometimes these dudes are on scholarship. These dudes aren't just some chumps coming up in here. You know, they're allowed to make plays. Not allowed, but, you know, they're going to make plays.
Don't allow them to, but, you know, it's well within their purview. Yeah, right. Don't focus on what you're not supposed to do. Focus on what you are supposed to do.
Right. Sometimes, look, we talked about Greg Maddux and Randy Johnson. Sometimes a perfect pitch is going to strike out a really good hitter. Sometimes a perfect pass and a great catch is going to beat good coverage, or a really good running back that has a certain skill set will give you problems. I talk about Lamar Smith. He gave me problems all the time. You never heard of him, but he gave me problems. I got his back, though.
That's what matters.
Anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back, man, put a bow on this first hour. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.